Finding a supervisor can feel like looking for a needle in a haystack, can't it? Right now, you don't know what to ask, you don't know if the supervisor candidates really have your best interests at heart, and you don't know what you don't know. Sound familiar? What you do know is that you must find a supervisor first before you can get a job and begin acquiring those 3,000 hours needed in order to become fully licensed. This is overwhelming and you are not alone. A few years ago, Philip Crum and I started PracticeMentors.us to address some educational shortcomings we saw in the counseling profession. We've recognized the need for a screening process for supervisors for quite some time. Recently, we added the Academy to our list of offerings on that website. The Academy educates supervisors in all facets of running a private practice in whatever form that might take so that they can become better mentors for you, guiding the next generation. I'm always interviewing potential associates, so perhaps we should talk. Please note that if you have plans to begin your own private practice while under supervision, I will not enter into any supervision agreement with you. There is simply too much liability involved to take the risk. But if your plan includes learning the ropes regarding federal and state compliance issues, the legalities of working with other people as employees and or contractors, and a myriad of other things you didn't learn in school about running a legal and compliant practice prior to starting that practice, then please keep reading.